This is Morning Edition. I'm Carolyn Heldman. This week, Aspen City Councilmember Adam Frisch expressed concern about oversight of the Aspen-Pitkin County Housing Authority. He asked that the council plan a work session as soon as possible to discuss the way the department is managed. Allison Bektesh has been following the issue and is here with me now. Good morning, Allison.
Hi, Carolyn.
So Frisch takes issue with the balance of authority between the city council and the county commissioners. Can you explain that a bit more?
Sure. The program has been set up in such a way that the county and city have equal voting power when it comes to APSHA guidelines, but the city has more funding to put toward the program, holds most of the housing stock, and pays the APSHA staff. In addition, the authority is actually its own entity with its own board as well, so that we have three separate groups that all have to approve any proposed change to the system. At a time when the department is trying to get lots of new initiatives off the ground as far as data collection and digital archives to allow us to see what's going on in the housing stock, each budget request has made its way through all three committees, and Frisch is calling this clunky and antiquated. Here he is at Monday's meeting.
God forbid it is bad that every 40 years we have a discussion on how the most important program in our community is being governed. There have been some drastic changes that, in my humble opinion, call this current structure outdated.
Last May, I reported that some of these cracks were beginning to show between the county and city. Frisch and the city staff worked on a huge capital reserve solution, hoping to avoid issues of deterioration with the ownership units. Their plan was voted down by the county commissioners, which shows that the two governments do have underlying differences to the point that some things can get stymied.
Sounds like the city is getting frustrated with the joint governance model. How's the county feel about it?
I spoke with Patty Clapper. She's the chairman of the Pitkin County Board of County Commissioners. She and the county are open to having the discussion about future management of APSHA. She actually spoke along similar lines to Frisch about some of those funding inequities in the program. I think it's kind of a case where both sides think they're getting the short end of the stick.
It's an interesting scenario because the county and the city split half and half the operating expenses. We have very limited resources for housing, affordable housing. So, you know, there's an imbalance there, but I don't really know if that's the issue.
She went on to say she doesn't really know what the issue is. She's declined to meet with Frisch, who has been having these one-on-one meetings with county leaders. She says she wants the conversation to be out in the open and include everyone, so perhaps at the next joint session of the two governments.
So what would be on the table at a joint session?
Frisch does have a couple of plans up his sleeve. He sees three paths that this discussion could lead to. One is just to rework the contract, but keep the two bodies somewhat involved. So maybe they meet more often or rearrange who is overseeing each particular thing. Option two is mirroring what's happening on the Front Range, where housing authorities really are independent. Right now, APSHA is kind of in this embed below the city, but we could have a housing authority that doesn't report to the mayor or the commissioners. They do their own taxation. They collect money and oversee the program all on their own. Right now, what Adam is leading toward, though he says this is up for discussion, is that the city take this on entirely, that basically APSHA gets handed over from the county to the city. The city's already collecting 95% of the money that's involved in funding the program. The way Adam sees it is that the county's stock, the housing that is in APSHA but outside of city limits, could be managed by the city. That's the kind of contract they could have from now on.
Getting the city county out of the business altogether.
Right. And then the county's free to set up their own system or join one of those regional housing authorities that are kind of cropping up throughout as well. The work session Adam asked for on Monday has now been scheduled for March 5th, so we'll learn more then.
Thanks, Allison.
My pleasure.
That was good.
Do you want to say this is morning?
Yeah.